podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I am on record as saying, really, buying clothes for somebody else, I'm not a fan of it. Don't buy clothes for other people, because I think clothes are a very personal thing. And you might see some say, oh, they would just look adorable in that. But the person in their head is going, I don't like that. It's a real intimate purchase, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why you guys give me crap about the gift card. But at least with the gift card, person can go get the clothes that they want.
Oh, that's the greatest gift ever.
In the right size.
Yes.
In the right size. And that's the other thing. Because we're having a little discussion, and I made the mistake of saying to Emily, well, you would wear, if I did get that shirt for you, you'd probably wear a large. And I didn't mean that you're a...
large woman.
Large woman. I meant that there are parts of your body that are larger than the average woman's
boobies.
Body.
It's boobies. Right. Just say boobies.
And I really, really want to subscribe to the school that clothes should fit us and not us fit our clothes, and who cares about the size and all of that lovely body empowerment, you know, stuff.
It's beautiful.
But, you know, then the reality hits and I'm a total insecure girl and I say, you got me a large? Why would you think that I'm a large? I'm not a large. And this also came up because Jeremy's wife, Nicole, just had her C-section last week. And I was thinking, you know, I want to get her something nice, something for her, something for the mom. And so I went out and I got her pajamas, this really, you know, cute little pajama set. But I didn't know what size to get because her body has just changed. I don't know what it's like after.
She's still big as she shrunk
right?
down.
Like, is it, I mean, what happens to all that kind of baby
to
skin
that area?
There? And I know that she's, you know, she's pumping. So her girls must just be ginormous.
You have no idea.
And normally Nicole is like an extra small. She's a petite little thing. So I was standing in the store and I'm like, well, at least for the top, I got to get her a large because, you know, we need to contain the melons. You know, I got to get her a large. And I felt, the first thing I did was text her. I was like, don't be mad at me because I got you a large. I'm really, really sorry. Like, girls get kind of silly about stuff like
that. And I did the same thing because I went to Target and I thought, you know, Nicole's coming home. She's going to want some softy pants to lounge around in and stuff like that. And it's funny because I've been with Nicole for, I don't know, 12 years or something like that. I had no idea what size to buy her. I stood there in the women's section so confused and lost. And I'm standing there holding up like yoga pants and stuff to me thinking, well, this is maybe about right. Or these are maybe long enough. And there was other people like looking at me in the women's department. Like I was shopping for myself. But I ended up getting her larges. And the larges were huge on her.
Too big.
Huge.
See?
I will, for my nonprofit foundation, the Big Brain Club, I have t-shirts that say, Getting My Nerd On. Mm-hmm. And they're extremely popular. Whenever we go out and do events, people line up to buy Getting My Nerd On shirts. But without fail, a woman will come up to me and she'll stand there and she'll go, what size would I wear? And then I'm in that position. I'm like,
then you're staring at her chest.
Well, no, I'm looking at her just in general. And I sometimes want to say, well, you're definitely a large. But I'm like, how would that sound coming out?
It would sound horrible.
Right.
She would hit
you always
with her
purse. For a size smaller.
Right.
So if you think she's a large, say a medium.
I know, but that's, I'm just like, well, and so I'll usually hand them too. I'll like, here, you hold these up to you. And you
like, do you have an extra large?
And then there was the one time that it, you know, fatally backfired because all shirts are not made the same. And do you remember last year, we all got our Mix 100 baseball kind of you know, cut shirts. And I got a medium because I'm not, because I am Emily and I am a medium. However, the medium was about as small for a 12-year-old boy.
I thought it looked great. I think it was perfect.
I ended up wearing my Mix 100 turtleneck
we
fleece
scratched
the
out
entire
the M.
day.
We scratched out the S and put an M.
We had a lot of traffic at our booth that day.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone was stopping by.
A lot of dudes.
Trying to get to third base.
Oh, I spilled my beer on you. Sorry.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.